Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Mirasi Shayichyu, and the schus Fuas Rav Ruvain Ben Alton Chamishalamis, Bisov Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and it's based on the Torah of Hagoyin HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisoid Olam, HaMekubal HaLoiki, HaRav Lefal Moshe Luria Zeche Tzadik Kodesh Lefracha. This Torah is just amazing. So the Gemara Rabbi Dezara says, Nav Samach Hei, that if you have a garment in which a thread of kalayim was put in other words, a wool garment with a thread of linen, or a linen garment with a thread of wool. So what's the din? The din is that you shouldn't sell it to a goy, unless the goy sell it to a Jew. If you don't know where the thread is, you can't take it out. So don't sell it to the goy might sell it to a Jew. Don't make it a saddle for a donkey, lest you end up using it for sewing into your garment. But you're allowed to make it shrouds for a mace. Shfrek Taisvis, how do you make it shrouds for mates? It's like the Rosh, you're making fun of the poor. A dead person is poor because he has no mitzvahs. That's the definition of a poor person. A person who has no mitzvahs. So he's dead, he has no mitzvahs, and then you're putting kalayim on him, so you're making fun of him. Saying, haha, you have no mitzvahs. Makes him feel bad. Because he doesn't have to keep this mitzvah. So how are you doing? It's like the Rosh. It's like, you don't put tzitzis on a mace because it's like the Rosh. And says Taisvis, no, 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 tzitzis is different because tzitzis is shkula connected to kola terakula, and mimela, it's that. Like the Rosh. But here, the Kalayim is not like the Rosh. The Rosh, Rav Shimshon Mishantz in Kalayim 9.4, gives a different teretz. He says that there's no hanoi. When the mace is wearing a Kalayim, the mace isn't getting hanos. It's not an avera. It's not like the Rosh. It's not making fun of him. Oh, you don't have mitzvahs. You can do this avera. Because he's not doing an avera. Because if you're not getting hana, like we see in the beginning of Yavam, it's not getting hana, then it's not considered the nisra of Kalayim. So he's a dead person. He doesn't get hana from the beged. In male, it's not, he's not doing an aver, it's not like the Rosh. Frek the Rosh, wait a second. Wait a second, this Rabbeinu Asher. He asks, so who adin tzitzis? The lo mistabli, the tal shem ba anas levisha, gam tzitzis si patura de chsiv asher techasa va merchut tzitzis lo shem lo tzitzis. I understand, maish not tzitzis, that we say that there is like the Rosh, if you put it on the mace, even though there's no hanoah. So you see that by Kalayim also, even though there's no Hanah, it's still going to be like the Rosh. You want to say, no, by Kalayim there's no Hanah, so if it's not like the Rosh, he's not doing an Avera. And why by Tzitzis is he considered that he's doing a mitzvah, and that it's like the Rosh that he doesn't have mitzvahs anymore? So it must be, the fact that he's not getting Hanah isn't an impediment. It's considered like the Rosh by Tzitzis, and considered like the Rosh by Kalayim. That's the Rosh's kasha on the Rosh. Now, according to the Rosh, there's going to be a stir of the Chayra, Misugas HaGemara Benida. This Gemara we quoted was in Meseches Avodah Zarah, in Dav Samech Hei. In Meseches Nida, in Dav Samech Aleph, there is a man diyamar that you're allowed to bury a person with kalayim. There's a man diyamar that you're not allowed to bury him with kalayim. Mishanis. The man diyamar that you're allowed to bury him with kalayim holds mitzvah same b'teil selasid lava. We're going to have mitzvah selasid lava when it comes. It gets up at Chiyas HaMesim. And Mela, what's going to happen? He's going to be wearing kalayim, and that's a noy noy. So in order that it not be over on this noy noy, we make sure that he's not buried with kalayim. That's Laman De'amar Mitzvah Sein B'Teilus L'Lasid Lavan. It's not going to be about the Lasid Lavan. We have a beautiful shir from Maran Arab, a letter from Maran Arab Zitzan about this Gemara that he wrote to Rabbi Alexandrov, great, very stark. Anyway, and according to the Man De'amar that it's mutter to bury with kalayim, because he holds b'meisim chofshi. What's meant is b'meisim chofshi? That when a person dies, he becomes patur min ha-mitzvahs. When a person dies, he is absolved of having to fulfill the mitzvahs. And memela, you don't have to worry about him wearing kalayim. Because he's patur min ha-mitzvahs. So So he holds that mitzvahs b'keilus ha'atula, we're not worried about tfiyas ha'meisim. And when he's dead, he's nasa chavshim in ha'mitzvahs. So he's off the hook, so you can bury him with kalayim. Meisim chavshim, kevin shenasa meis, patur min ha'mitzvahs, you can bury him with shanis. So the chavetz mashma, that if not for the meisim chavshim, when he dies, he becomes patur min ha'mitzvahs. There'd be an isser, the belav ha'itam, the meisim chavshim, ki surah. Be'amai. Why is that so? There's no hana. There's no hana. And we require a levisha that has hana. So why do you have to bechal come on to be meisim chavshi, kevin shenes, nasa patrim on a mitzvah, even his chayv in mitzvahs, but it doesn't matter. Because he's not getting hana. When he's dead, he's lying in the grave, he's not getting hana. So it's mashma that there's an avera here, but it's not a problem because he's dead. Not a problem, he's dead. So he's chavshim in a mitzvah. Even if he wasn't chavshim in a mitzvah, he's not getting hana from the garment. So this lechaira, the word of the rush, that there's no avera, if you're not getting hana, is a steer to the gemara. If the gemara implies there is an avera, you're just off the hook because kevin shemeis nafsa chavshim in a mitzvah. So be'achleach, we have to say, like the Oinig Yomtif, who asked, that we learned, that Esei Doicha Loisa Semi Kelayim B'Tzitzis. And we know that an Esei is Doicha Eloisa Esei. By Kelayim B'Tzitzis, you're allowed to wear Kelayim B'Tzitzis, Ges Doicha Loisa Esei. And the Kasha is, we require Levisha Sheish Bo Hanoe. Levisha has to have Hanoe. So we see that the Isser is to be Nana from Kelayim. And if so, my mitzvah say Mitzal the Hanasintin. There's no Isser. What's the right Esei Doicha Loisa Esei? There's no Esei Doicha Loisa Esei. Frekta Oinig Yomtif, like Shtaka Kasha. There's no Esei Doicha Loisa Esei. Why not? He says, no losa say. Why is it no losa say? Because in order to go beyond the losa say, you need to be a get hana. And it's not considered hana because mitzvah the hana didn't know. So the mitzvah is not considered hana. And for the, he says, no raya that Esei Doicha Loisa say. Because it's not bechla losa say. Because mitzvah the hana is no hana, it's no avera. And for the Heiligil and a yomtif, that we require levisha, this bahana, is not because the Isser Kalayim is an Isser hana. That we require the levisha that has hanoi is not because the Isser Kalayim is an Isser Hanah without Hanah. There's nothing to be mechayivim for. Because bevadai, what's the Isser? The Isser is I'm wearing Kalayim. Just it's only a shame. It only has a shame levisha if there is hanoi. And therefore, even if Mitzislav Lehanas Nitnu, but since there's Hanoe, it's called Levisha. In other words, we just have to know if it's called Levisha. All we have to do is establish that it has Hashem Levisha. Because the Isser is Levisha's Kalayim. In order to have Hashem Levisha, we need that there be Hana. So all you have to do, we can say, the mitzvah is lovely, Hanas Nitnu. You're right. The mitzvah is not given for Hana. But is this considered a Levisha? The answer is yes. Of course, when he's wearing the tzitzis, it's considered a Levisha. Since it's considered a Levisha, why is it considered a Levisha? Because he's enjoying it. So since it's considered a Levisha, Mimela, it's an Aveira. Because the Aveira is the Levisha. This is Hanai and the Levisha, there's Hana. And by tzitzis, it's called levisha because there is an element of hana here. So if the mitzvah was the hana, so then mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. That's not the mitzvah here. The mitzvah is levisha. The Isser, excuse me, is Levisha's Kalayim. The question is this considered Levisha's Kalayim? And the answer is yes. Even if you say Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu, but since there is a Hana here, you're right, the Mitzvah wasn't given for Hana. So it's not considered an Isser Hana, because the Mitzvah wasn't given for Hana. Since the mitzvah wasn't given for Hana, you can't say that there's an Isra Hana here. So you're going to say there's no Avera? No. There is an Avera, because all the Hana does is it establishes for us that it is called Levisha. That's all that Hana does. It establishes that it's called Levisha. So Echanami, mitzvahs weren't given for Hana. So it's not considered forbidden Hana. But sof, there is Hana. And that Hana establishes it a Levisha. Once it's Levisha, so Memela, it is an Isser. So there is an Isser Kalayim here. That is the very, very clever teretz of the Arnig Yamtuf. And according to this, we understand that Rabbi Yechanan says, the Mason Chavshi, otherwise there'd be an Isser. Because even if he has no Hana, it's not because there's a Chisar in the Tzuras Halavisha. The Tzuras Halavisha is Beseder Gamor. But rather, because he can't be Nana. Ain't no Yachole Hanos. But Levisha, it's still called Levisha Shel Isser. In other words, the necessity of Hana is that gives it a shame Levisha. Without Hana, it doesn't have a shame Levisha. Because the Tsuras Levisha is with Hana. Now, when this dead guy is wearing the garment, is that called Levisha? The answer is yes. Aye, there's no Hana. That's just because he is in a matzah where he can't get Hana. If he was in a matzah where he could get Hana, then he'd get Hana. All that Hana does is make it that it's called Levisha. And for him, it's called Levisha. And the lack of Hana is a Zayta Gezach, it's a side thing. He just happens to be in a state where he can't get Hana. So if you're dealing with a living person and he's wearing it in such a way that he's not getting Hana, that's Bechal not called Levisha. But this guy is wearing it properly, it's called Levisha. There's a side reason why he can't get Hana, because he's dead. His nerve endings aren't working anymore. His pleasure circuits aren't working. But it's still called Levisha. Doesn't have a chisar in the tzuras halavisha. And memela, since it's a valid levisha, it would then be called levisha, which makes it kalayim. We consider it that he's wearing kalayim, and that's why you need to come on to the mesim chavshi. You need to come on to the chavshi because it's levisha, it's a valid levisha. And the only thing that makes it a non levisha is the mesim chavshi part. That he's cool. Because when he's mace, he speaks patur mina mitzvahs. But if not for that, it would be asir. Why? Because it's a real levisha. If he wasn't patur mina mitzvahs, it would be asir. Because it's a real levisha. There's no hana. It's not because it lacks tzuras levisha. It's because he just can't get hana. Because again, the hana is not what defines the avera. The levisha is what defines the avera. The hana is just what calls it, what defines it as the levisha. It's not a proper levisha if there's no hana. That doesn't apply to a dead person. That person can wear it like a normal garment. It's just not getting enough for a different reason. But that creates a new problem, and the problem is with the Rash. Because what does the Rash say? The Rash says on the Kasha of what's the difference between Tzitzis, where there is Loig L'Rash, and Kalayim, there's no Loig L'Rash. He says, very simple. That by shiny kalayim, de bechai jemi de meis, lo asu lo mishanika, because no hana. By chai, there has to be hana, and by meis, there's no hana. We require hana. So therefore, it's not considered lo egla rash, because he's bechal not doing an avera, because there's no hana. So if he's correct, if the rash is correct, then what does Rabbi Yochanan need to come out to be meis and kafshi for? But since he's mace, he's patur mina mitzvahs, that's why it's not. That's why you're allowed to put shatnez on a mace, because he's patur mina mitzvahs. Ma pitom, he's not even doing an avera, because he's not getting hana, according to the Rash. And also, what is he going to do with the kasha of the Arnig Yamtuf? Right, the Arnig Yamtuf asks the kasha, how can you learn Eseh Techoles Sei Kalayim Mitzitzis? I mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. In other words, if you define the Avera as hana, getting hana from kelayim, by tzitzis, it's not considered hana because mislav the hanas in him. So how do you learn asay derech aloysis? So Yonah Yantav answered the kasha. Yonah Yantav said the yisur is not the hana, the yisur is the levisha, and the hana is just what gives it a proper shem levisha. But the yisur is not the hana, the yisur is the levisha. Never, if it could be an yisur levisha without hana, if it could be called levisha without hana, then it's going to be asur. And by a dead person, for example, it's considered a levisha even without hana, because you can't get hana, but it's still a proper levisha. But according to the Vash, who holds that the yisur is defined by the hana, it's only considered an iser if there's hana, but by tzitzis there's no hana, because mitzvah is lav lehanas nifnei. The Yonah Yomtov answered that kasha. The Yonah Yomtov said, no. By tzitzis is called levisha. So we can say mitzvah is lav lehanas nifnei. So you're right. It's not considered an iser hana by tzitzis. It's not a forbidden hana. He's mislav lehanasin. But sof, he's getting hana. Right? So it's not an asur hana, but sof, he's getting hana. And that's what gives it a shame levisha. And Mamela, since it has a shame levisha, it's kalayim. And that's why you have to come out to asay derech aloysis in order to reach instead of kalayim. That's the Yonah Yomtov's teretz. But the Heiliger Rash doesn't learn that way. The Heiliger Rash learns that it's considered that the isur is the hana. By Kalayim, the Yisr is the Hana. And if by Kalayim, the Yisr is Hana, then you're not allowed to get Hana from Kalayim. When you wear tzitzit, it's not considered Hana. It's a Slav Lehanas Nidna. So then we run into the problem of what's the Asay Derech HaLosaseh. There's no Losaseh here. There's no Hana, it's Slav Lehanas Nidna. That's what we have to understand in the Rash, those two Kashas. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan need to come on to Mesim Chavshi anymore? He's not doing an Aveira, there's no Hana. And what do you do with the Kosh Kashi Yonah Yomtov? Where do you get Asay Derech Aloysaseh? There's no Hana, there's no Aloysaseh. Kabbalik. In the Tosefta, it says that if somebody's Muder Hano Mechaveroi, Oysaloi Tachrichim, Bechalilim, the Mes Einloi Hanoi. So if a person makes a neder that he's not going to get hana from his friend can take care of his funeral stuff, he can make him tachrichim, etc. Because a mace doesn't get hana. The Rambam omits this din and writes the Gilyon Shlema Eger, explaining the Rambam that according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, the mace chofshi, we don't need to come on to the reason of mace in lo hana. Because it's Pashit, it's Patur Mimitzvahs. The Meisim Chavshi is Patur Mimitzvahs. So why is it, if he's Mudar Hana, if Reuven's Mudar Hana Mishimen, why is he allowed to be Nana from Shimon after he's dead? Because he's Patur Mimitzvahs. So you don't have to come on to the fact that Meisim Lo Hana. Pashit is Patur Mimitzvahs. And the Rambam Taka brings the din of Meisim Chavshi. So he doesn't have to bring the Tosefta. So that's the Gevaldik Ateretz of Rav Shlomo Eger. The only problem is that it's not so Gevaldik L'chayr. Why not? Because the Fizeh, Kashal Rimi Tosefta. We have a kasha from Rav Yochanan from the Tosefta. Rav Yochanan says bury him in Tachrichim because we made some chavshi. What does he have to come on to that for? Pashit say may say no hanoi. In fact, that the Tosefta has to come on to Meisein Lo Hanoi, obviously the Tosefta is holding that B'meisim Chavshi, B'meisein Lo Hanoi, the Tosefta isn't satisfied with the B'meisim Chavshi, that he's Patur Mimitzvahs. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. If B'meisim Chavshi was correct, the Tosefta wouldn't have to come on to Meisein Lo Hanoi. If he's Mudur Hanoi, he's allowed to get Hanoi from the other guy because B'meisim Chavshi. And the fact that the Tosefta has to come on to Meisein Lo Hanoi, it must be that Tosefta is not learning B'meisim Chavshi. Tosefta is Tana, Kasher Rabbi Yochanan and the Amoira. As Behechreach, Bechrech, what do we have to say? Fima shepasik harambam, v'perek yud, mehilchois nidorim, halacha yud veiz, shehamedir hanor lachaveiroi, ikabal yachol, al hamedir loilisein, leloilitein, lamudo, v'imkein mash omar b'teisefta, haitaime, be'inen lei, heiche, shehediroi chaveiroi. אף שבמי שמחופשי, מכל מקום הוא הרי הוא עובר איסור במה שהוא נויסן לו. ובזה אין שום נפגמין הוא חי במצס או לא. אם כן, הודר דינה, דקושה, לא משמיתו הרמבה, בחי גב נדמות הוליתם לו. כי אם דין לו הנוע ואין כאן בר יחד דבורה. In simple Spanish, the question is, as follows, that in order to answer the Kasha and the Rif from the Tosefta, why the Tosefta had to come out to Mesa and Lo Hanoah, it's because the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Nedarim, that if one is Meidir Hanala Chaveiro, in other words, Reuven says to Shimon, or about Shimon, that he's not going to give Hanah to Shimon. Reuven says that he's not giving Hanah to Shimon. If Reuven gives Hanah to Shimon, there is going to be an Isser of Bal Yachel. Even though it's Shimon who's now going to receive Hana from Reuven, if Reuven gives Shimon Hana, it's a Reuven as well who's over and Bal Yachel Dvorah. We discussed this in our Bal Yachel series. And if so, when the Tosefta said this reason of a Mace Ein Lo Hanoi, you know what the Tosefta is talking about? It's talking about a case where Reuven said, but Shem is now that I get Hana. So you're going to say, Beseder b'meisim chofshi. Beseder b'meisim chofshi. So Shem is allowed to get Hana. Yeah, but Reuven's not allowed to give him Hana. Reuven's not allowed to give him Hana. That's why the Tosefta, the b'meisim chofshi doesn't help us about Reuven. The b'meisim chofshi helps us with Shem, and Shem is a gestor b'nemet, Shem's death. But Reuven's not allowed to give him Hana. Since Reuven's now allowed to give him Hana, so Reuven can't give him Hana, right? Logical. Reuven can't give him Hana, we're giving him Hana. That's why the Tosefta has to say, no. He's allowed to give him Hana, because Mace ain't lo Hana. That's why it says, Amudar Hana mechavero. He can make him Tachrichim, in other words, Reuven can make Shimon the Tachrichim. And Hana mitzat Shimon, we have him Mace and Chavshi. But if Reuven was made dear Shimon, then he said, Reuven is not allowed to give him. He's not allowed to give him Hana because Reuven's over on Bal Yachel. So that's why the Tosefta has to say, no, Meis ain't lo Hana. Mazel Tov. The Meis is no Hana, so it's mutter for Reuven also. So if Shimon said he's not getting Hana from Reuven, and Achinam, Meis and Chavshi is enough for us. But we need the Tosefta to say Meis ain't lo Hana. When Reuven said that Shimon's not going to get Hana from him, and then Shimon died. So Reuven is now allowed to give Shimon Hanoah because the Reuven doesn't have a Mason Chavshi, only Shimon does. That's why the Tosefta has to say that Mason ain't lo Hanoah. No, Reuven's allowed to give Shimon Hanoah because the Mason is no Hanoah. Gevaldik. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a cash from Yochanan Tosefta. Tosefta has to come out to that reason for this tzil where Reuven said he's not going to give Hanoah to Shimon. And then Shimon dies. So the Mason Chavshi is not enough. You need to come out to Mason ain't lo Hanoah. That's what permits Reuven. That's Geshvaldik. That's terrific. But if that's true, the Hadar Dina, like we said, we read it out in Lashon HaKodesh. Why was the Rambam mashmit this din? Reb Shlomo Eger wanted to say, you know why the Rambam omitted the din? Because of the Mesim Chavshi. If Shimon is Mudar Hanami Ruvain, and Shimon dies, he's allowed to be Nana from Ruvain because of the Mesim Chavshi. The Rambam Paskins be Mesim Chavshi. Yeah, but what about if Ruvain said Shimon's not allowed to get a non Shimon and Shimon died? The Mesim Chavshi only helps us for Shimon, it doesn't help us for Reuven. For Reuven, you need to come out to Mesim Lo Hana. So why doesn't the Rambam Paskin the Tosefta of Mesim Lo Hana? So that's very difficult. So we have Mamish three bombas that we'd like to understand. Why, according to the Rash, You need the reason of a Mason Chafshi, like we saw before, not to put on Kalayim. There's no problem. The Mason is a Nanan. The Hagdar of the Isser is Hana. And it's not considered Hana because he's not dead. Because he's dead, he's not getting Hana. And what's the essay Deicha Loisa say? Of Kalayim and Tzitzis, there's no loss to say because Mitzlav Dehanas Nitna. And the Isser is Hana, it's not Hana, according to the Rash. And also, why does the Rambam Paskin, Amudra Nama Chavero Slot Achrichen, because May say in Lohana? Why does the Rambam omit this? So this is mamish terrific. It's exciting, very exciting. And you see here just how a Goyin Oilam learns a Gemara, saying it's just Moiridik, Moiridik. Love it, Hashem. So please stay tuned, and we will see, hopefully, continuing the flows of Mitevas Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Lina, there we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Hashem should just give us the koyach, the moich, and the financial means, and hopefully we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.